Today we continue with lesson number 96 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. We are in the 24th perek. These Mishnayos, which we've been learning the past few days and will continue to do so the next few days, are very short, easy, almost easy to memorize Mishnayos. And so these shiurim of perek 24 will be quite short in duration. Even when we learn two Mishnayos, they're very, very short and easy to explain. So now we're in lesson number 96. We're in the 24th Perek with Mishnayos 5 and 6. Perek Chof Dalad, Mishnehei and Mishnevov. Mishnehei, Shloshot Tarbusin Hein. There are three types of Tarbusin. Mephorshim explain that a Tarbus is a kind of a chest, a small chest made of leather. And there are three types. Number one, there's shel saporin. There's this chest of leather which barbers use. People give haircuts. Tomei medris. That is mekabel tumah because the customer who comes in and is taking a haircut sits upon that leather little box when the barber does his thing. Sheochlin alav. Then you have a tarbus, a leather chest, which is used as a table. Which you eat upon it. No one sits upon it, but it's a bona fide keli. You eat upon it, tomei tomei mace, so it's mekabel tumas mace, but not tumas medras. V'shel zesim. Then you have a tarbus that before you squeeze olives, you store the olives for a short time on this leather chest. This is tohor miklum. This is not mekabel tumah at all. This is not a keli. It's just something upon which you put olives. It's not the container in any way, and therefore it is tohor miklum. Mishnevov. Shalosh besisiosei. There are three types of bases, of fundamental bottoms of something which support something else. Okay, that's a basis, a base. Shalosha mine basis. There are three types. Shalosha besisiosei. Number one, shalifnei hamito. The basis, which is in front of the bed. When the person sits on the bed or a couch, he puts his foot on this basis. Nope. He's putting a foot upon it, so it's now a mishkov, or maybe a moshov. Veshilifnei sofrim. And similarly, a person, when he's a scribe, when he is writing, he rests his feet as he's writing upon this type of bosses. Such a type of bosses, temeya medris, mekabel tumas medris, because it's part of a seat. One sits upon it, leans upon it, rests one's feet upon it. Vishel dulpiki. However, a basis which is used for this small table, a dulpiki we learned earlier is a small table. So on this basis you place this dulpiki. No, this is not considered, this is not used for sitting upon or resting one's feet upon, but it is a kli. But it's not mekabel tumas medras because it's not for yeshiva, it's not for sitting. So therefore it is tumeya tumei mace because it is a functional kli, but it's not a moshav. Vishel migdol. Then you have a bosis which is simply used to support a larger closet of some sort. Though this is not mekabel tumah at all because this is not a kli in its own right, tahora miklum. And so we have finished Mishnah Vav and Zayin of Perek of Dalin, and the process concluded lesson number 96.